Hello there, listeners, and today we're going to be interviewing two of the main characters from Othello, Desdemona and Emilia. Even though they are both dead, we'll be using cutting-edge technology to contact them from the second life. Hello Desdemona and Emilia, how does it feel to be back in the real world?
It's refreshing.
It's worse than hell.
Emilia.
So first off, Emilia, what drew you to Desdemona?
I've always wanted to have a loving marriage. Obviously, when I married Iago, my hopes for a happy relationship were automatically set to fail.
Obviously.
Yeah, but when I saw how Desdemona and Othello were so happy together, I couldn't help but wish I had something like that.
Yet for nothing, my husband decided that I deserved the fate of death. If that's what Othello wanted, that's what I deserve, even if it was caused by his insanity.
That's not true at all, mistress. You know, deep down inside, that he didn't deserve you. I told him that, but you weren't there to hear me say it. You were deserving of so much more than the jealousy of hate of Othello. But you couldn't see it because your whole life you would listen to what you were told and you never made your own decisions. You relied on your dad and then Othello. I wish you would have been more strong-mannered when it came to your death.
Did you want to protect Desdemona?
I saw what you had, but I knew it was too late for me to have such a marriage. I was scared that Othello might turn out like Iago, and I knew if that did happen, you would be too weak or mild-tempered or polite to do anything about it.
And that's what fate brought. Desdemona, why did you blame the death on yourself?
Everyone I was trying to know warded me away from Othello, even my own father. I ignored so many warning signs, and for that, I blame myself for staying with Othello. I put the death on myself.
Emilia, when your husband betrayed you, you refused him. Do you wish Desdemona had done the same?
If I was in Desdemona's place, I would have stood my ground, no matter who was fighting me. I went against my own husband because he was wrong. My morals, my happiness, my individuality are all more important to me than that loyalty is. I wish he would have thought the same.
But I wasn't able to look past his previous kindness, and he was always so honest that it all became so disorientating. I think I was also afraid of being shamed back home. If I left Othello, everyone I knew would never let go of the fact that I had been wrong and make me eventually have to accept that Othello and I were never meant to be in the end.
Emilia, did you feel you were responsible for Desdemona's death in some way?
I tried to be the shield from Othello's sudden hatred that Desdemona didn't have. If I had been able to push her away from Othello or remove some of the trust she had in him, I could have saved her.
In the end, though, I was blinded by his past self. Because Othello had been so calm and kind before, I never thought he would go as far to murder me. I was certain he would have calmed down. Emilia, if you tried to push him away from me, I'm sure I would have ignored your words. I loved him, and despite what he did, he didn't mean it. I wish he'd been able to talk to me calmly about Iago's fake tale.
Desdemona, Emilia, any final words?
Yes. Emilia, I'm so grateful you sacrificed yourself to try and protect me in a way. You have an amazing and strong heart, and I'm lucky to have you as my dear friend.
Of course, mistress. Thank you for your kindness to the world. Earth didn't deserve such a pure soul as yours.